Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson hands black and brown businesses $18 million to feed migrants. By Warner Todd Houston on February 13, 2024. Chicago's Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson recently touted his efforts to bestow $18 million exclusively to black and brown businesses to feed the thousands of illegal border crossers the city is housing. Johnson's administration partnered with the Greater Chicago Food Depository, BJ's Market, and other nonprofits by diverting the huge sum to minority-owned businesses, according to WFLD-TV. During a press conference on the partnership, the Sanctuary City Mayor celebrated the program, applauding black and brown businesses as the soul of Chicago. The $17 million investment for these 18 black and brown small businesses is really the, It really captures what I call the soul of Chicago. It's who we are, Johnson told the media. I actually think it's quite fitting that we are in this wonderful small business because it has been black and brown small businesses that have stepped up in this moment, in this crisis, to respond to these families who are arriving here, Johnson added. The ongoing waves of illegals coming into Chicago has put much pressure on the mayor. And early this month, the constant questions on his plans for the border crisis caused the mayor to unload on reporters. During a presser on February 5, Johnson blasted the media for asking when he planned to reschedule his canceled trip to Texas to visit the border and see the chaos firsthand. "You know, you all are asking me as if I am not a parent in this city," he continued. "I get it, I'm mayor, I get it. But you're asking me to give you a date and I have to court. Do you understand that you have not had a mayor like me? I get that." He exploded. This alludes to the fact the last handful of mayors did not have young children while in office. Indeed, the recently deposed mayor, Lori Lightfoot, was involved in a childless same-sex relationship. "I have a wife, I have children, they have schedules," he ranted on. "And plus, we still have public safety we have to address. We still have the unhoused that we have to address. I still have a budget that I have to address. And I'm doing all of that with a black wife raising three black children on the west side of the city of Chicago." Johnson has faced backlash from his own constituency over the billions of dollars he has diverted to give illegals free housing, free food, free clothing, free education, free health care, free legal advice, and any manner of freebies that have been denied the Windy City's black population. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.